Hi everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In our last episode, we discussed how to stay healthy during the holidays while still honoring tradition. We talked about the abundance of seasonal foods and how those recipes connect us to family and memory. We also explored three ways to enjoy the season without losing sight of health: balanced indulgence, smart swaps, and mindful portions. Together, those strategies create a foundation that lets us celebrate fully while protecting long-term well-being. Today, we're moving into another major part of holiday wellness: managing stress and protecting sleep. The season often brings extra demands, changing weather, school breaks for children, busy calendars, and endless to-do lists. Each of these can weigh on energy levels and shift daily routines, leaving many people tired, restless, or stretched too thin. In this episode, we'll look at simple ways to reduce stress, create moments of calm, and preserve rest during a time of year when balance often feels out of reach. By paying attention to both body and mind, it becomes possible to enjoy the season while staying grounded and energized. Stress does not need to dominate the season. Even when schedules feel packed, small shifts can create calm moments in the middle of a busy day. Instead of waiting for a perfect break, short resets bring the nervous system back into balance and make the holiday pace easier to handle. Deep breathing may offer one of the fastest ways to quiet the mind. A simple technique is to inhale for a count of four, hold briefly, and exhale for a count of four. Within a few rounds, the body begins to release tension and a sense of steadiness returns. This practice can be done in a car before heading into a gathering, at a desk between tasks, or even during a crowded event without drawing attention. It helps to balance the nervous system. A short walk can also shift energy quickly. 5 minutes of movement outdoors provides fresh air and a change of scenery. Muscles loosen, circulation improves, and mental focus clears. Even walking indoors down a hallway or around the house can interrupt a stress cycle. Journaling offers another reset by moving thoughts from mind to paper. Writing down worries, tasks, or emotions creates distance and perspective. It gets it out of your head so that you are no longer having to worry about it. The page holds the weight, leaving space for clearer thinking and lighter emotions. Together, these resets remind us that stress management doesn't require hours. Just a few intentional minutes can restore balance and carry us forward with more ease. Short resets help the mind and body stay steady during the day, yet nighttime routines are just as important. Without quality rest, energy drains quickly and stress becomes harder to manage. Protecting sleep during the holidays requires intention, especially when evenings fill with activities and screens compete for attention. A wind-down ritual signals to the body that it is time to shift gears. Gentle stretching, reading, or listening to calm music can create a bridge between the pace of the day and the stillness of night. When repeated consistently, these cues train the body to settle more easily. Screen curfews also support better sleep. Blue light from phones, tablets, and televisions disrupts natural rhythms, making it harder to fall asleep. Setting a household cutoff time helps everyone, especially children who may struggle to disconnect. Replacing screens with quiet activities, storytelling, drawing, or simple conversation can ease the transition. Parents may need to guide children firmly but kindly, turning screen-free time into a shared routine rather than a restriction. Calming teas offer another layer of support. Herbal blends such as chamomile, lemon balm, or rooibos encourage relaxation and can become part of the nightly ritual. Sipping a warm cup slows the pace and creates comfort before bed. By combining consistent wind-down habits, reduced screen exposure, and calming beverages, restful sleep becomes more accessible even during the busiest weeks of the season. Restful nights restore energy, Yet, even the best routines can be disrupted when calendars become overcrowded. Invitations, requests, and responsibilities pile up quickly during the holidays. Without clear boundaries, fatigue builds, and the joy of the season fades. Learning to decline gracefully helps preserve both health and peace of mind. Saying no can feel uncomfortable, especially during a season centered on giving and togetherness. Still, boundaries protect time, energy, and relationships. A thoughtful no does not reject people, it simply recognizes limits. By choosing commitments carefully, presence and attention remain stronger for the events that truly matter. Graceful language makes refusal easier. Phrases such as, "Thank you for thinking of me, but I can't commit this time," or "I appreciate the invitation, yet I need to focus on family tonight," convey care without over-explaining. Short, kind responses avoid guilt while still respecting the other person. Another strategy is to offer alternatives. If an invitation to a late-night gathering feels overwhelming, suggest a call for your lunch on a quieter day. This preserves connection while protecting rest and balance. Clear boundaries also model healthy behaviors for children, showing them that it is acceptable to prioritize well-being over endless activity. In a season where expectations run high, saying no gracefully becomes an act of self-care that strengthens the ability to say yes with genuine enthusiasm when it matters most. Clear boundaries protect time and energy, but they also create space for what matters most. By releasing the pressure to meet every demand, it becomes easier to enjoy the moments that truly define the season. With that in mind, let's close today by reflecting on how self-care builds deeper joy and stronger connections. Self-care often gets overlooked during the holidays, but it serves as a foundation for meaningful celebration. When the body feels rested and the mind carries less stress, the heart has more space for laughter, gratitude, and warmth. By nurturing well-being, each gathering feels lighter, more genuine, and more enjoyable. Simple practices, pausing for breath, protecting sleep, and saying no when needed are not signs of selfishness. They are investments in presence. Friends and family notice when energy is calm, focus is clear, and attention is fully given. In those moments, conversations run deeper, memories grow richer, and traditions feel more alive. Self-care also prevents resentment. Without it, overcommitment can lead to exhaustion or irritability, overshadowing the joy that should define the holidays. By choosing balance, the spirit of the season remains intact. Caring for oneself is not about stepping away from others. It is about showing up with authenticity. When health and peace are prioritized, joy naturally expands and connections flourish. That is the true gift of the season. Thank you for joining me in this conversation on managing stress and protecting sleep during the holidays. Small practices, breathing resets, calming nighttime rituals, and healthy boundaries remind us that caring for ourselves strengthens our ability to connect with others. In our next episode, we'll turn to another challenge many people face during the season, staying active when life gets busy. With calendars filled, routines often slip away, yet movement remains essential for energy and well-being. We'll explore simple ways to weave activity into family time, daily tasks, and holiday traditions, even when schedules feel packed. I hope you'll tune in for that discussion. Until next time, this is Barbara with Health Solutions Today.